This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Went off. Houses were smashed to smithereens, and people were just shaking their heads that they made their way back to really what was ground zero for Michael. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Close your eyes and imagine right now your house disappears before your eyes. What does that feel like? Pretty much Michael left Mexico Beach in shreds, completely shredded. Some of the photos and the video from there are, I would say, shocking, but we've seen this before. It's very different and very personal, though, when it happens to you. Good news is so many people came together, including a hospital there where they got the most serious people out. In other words, there was a man who was waiting for a heart transplant. There was a woman who was about to give birth, and they were able to chopper them out of the area, thank goodness. But it was a real kick in the stomach, catastrophic damage. Six people at least, they think there could be more, killed by Hurricane Michael, one of the four most powerful hurricanes ever to hit the United States. So this wasn't, oof, that looked pretty bad, boy. Some of those trees were bent. This was bad. When we say four, one of the four worst hurricanes of all time, you know, we're not fooling on this one. And the descriptions of it looks like a bomb. We've heard that before when there's been catastrophic damage after tornadoes and other types of windstorms. But, boy, nothing like this. And you see the aerial views. 1,000 people, I mean, just impacted, plus with trees sheared off, tangles of power lines in the streets, boats piled up like they were baby boats in a bathtub thrown upside down. Just things you don't normally see, frankly. And the administrator of FEMA saw what it was like. William Long. He saw it. He saw that, you know what, this isn't going to be put back together overnight. It's not going to be put back together next week, the week after that, the week after that. This is the long haul. That's what it is. And then the storm moves up toward the north, so there's power outages in Virginia, in North Carolina. About 145,000 Virginians didn't have power, according to the Department of Emergency Management. And when we see something like this, you know what it makes me think of? When people would make fun of me, in the 10 years I've done this show, you know, we'd be talking about emergency go bags and things you had to do and sell it on the show. And people would say, ah, oh, come on, really? Are you really thinking that? You have to have emergency kits. Are you really doing that? And the answer is yes. Because imagine this is going to hit landfall. What do you got packed up? What about your documents? Because when it's shredded like toothpicks, you're not finding those bills. You're not finding the stuff that you need to find to get through what you have to get through, and you're not finding it. And hopefully you've got it written down somewhere, and that's basically what it looks like. It looks like people are just trying to piece things together. I mean, people lose all their belongings like that. Poof. You're just stuck. You know, somebody said when they were asked about it, why didn't you get out? And they said, we didn't have any money. We work, you know, my mother works at McDonald's. She doesn't have any money. We couldn't get out of there. Luckily, they were spared their lives. There's an Air Force base right there between Panama City and Mexico Beach. 600 families had to ride out the storm in a shelter. No injuries. That's the good news. There was an F-15 fighter jet at the base entrance, torn from its base, flipped upside down. That gives you an idea right there. Not far from Tallahassee, there was a man who was killed when a tree crashed through the roof of his house. Another 38-year-old man was killed north of Charlotte when a tree fell on the car he was driving. Just happenstance, wrong place, wrong time, passing through. Homes really aren't built anymore to withstand the kind of winds, especially in the Florida panhandle that we're talking about. And that's what happened with Michael. So there'll be conversation about that. There'll be conversation about rebuilding and, you know, what do you do in these emergency situations. But when you look at the people in Mexico Beach, when you look at those in between these tiny coastal towns, something to think about is be prepared. Is be as prepared as you can. You're not taking everything in the house with you, but at least if you have a few things ready, and I think a lot of people did, then it gives you some comfort as you try to crawl back to look at the mess and see if you even have a house anymore. Or you're one of the people that just has nothing there other than a few shreds of what used to be your house. There were some places that had a roof torn off or a side torn off and certainly were damaged, but had the foundation still intact, had parts of the house still there. But there were probably more homes that weren't even homes anymore. So that's a complete rebuild, or that's a complete we're moving someplace else. That's what that is. During this show, we'll talk about other things besides the destruction, thanks to Michael. There was Kanye having lunch with the Trump, and boy, the cameras caught him just rambling. I think he thought he was writing a rap song. The Prez looked across from him and just kind of shook his head. What was he going to say? And listened to what he had to say. But he talked about feeling like Superman with his red hat that said, "Make America Great Again." So there were people, certainly he's one of the people that defends the president, and there are other people that do as well. Jim Brown, the NFL legend, was there with Kanye, and he praised the president for his treatment of himself and the controversial rapper. Brown said, "We had the opportunity to meet with the president of the United States, which everybody doesn't have that privilege. With me at 82 years old, the only thing I could talk about was how to help other people, so it was very positive." It was very positive, is what he has said. Brown has been a longtime supporter of Trump, as has Kanye West. Their support for the president draws lots of criticism because of some of the policies implemented, and the two of them feel as though, as minorities, that they are kind of out on their own. You're not out on your own listening to this show. Like I said, we have a lot of things that we're going to jump to, including during this hour, we'll certainly go to the mailbag. Besides the mailbag, we will hit the man cave and we'll zig and zag in a couple of different directions, because there's a lot going on. There is a lot going on. Notice that now in most places in the United States, whatever autumn looks like to you, we finally have autumn upon us. So while it's sad to see what's happened with Michael and these crazy rainstorms, others are in a different situation where they're welcoming in the cooler weather. Stay with us. Washington banning the death penalty, fair or foul. We're talking about it next here on America Tonight.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play around. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter. In other words, hold my hand.
All right, how you doing, America? Certainly better than our neighbors in Florida and other places just outside of Florida, other connecting states. It's really something. I'm not going to overly dwell on it because I said I was going to talk about the death penalty, but we know it's terrible what's happening there. It's going to be about that rebuilding, about rebuilding lives and deciding whether they're going to live there or not. This is a decision of a different sort, the death penalty. I am a proponent of the death penalty. The reason is, and I know the cons, and I know the mistakes, and I know people who have been pulled off death row, and I've had both sides, I'll call them sides, I've had both points of view illustrated over the past decade on this show and in my whole life, really, in talking about this. And I know there are many people in my family that disagree with me. I know there are many people that are probably listening to the show that disagree with me. But here's how what I feel like. And probably because I've covered some notorious, horrible crimes, and I've seen that the victims so often, I think, are not even part of the equation. Oh, that's terrible what happened to the family. No. You cannot bring back a life in some of these cases of twisted, sick, despicable, inhuman acts. So I think it's warranted. Of course, if someone shouldn't receive the death penalty and it has been investigated to within an inch of any possible evidence, that it would be the best case scenario. So Thursday, the Washington, and people are listening to us in Washington, Washington Supreme Court declared its death penalty unconstitutional. And it's the 20th state to ban or suspend, anyway, capital punishment. The state's highest court didn't rule the death penalty illegal in of itself, but rather the way it's been carried out. So saying that it's arbitrary and racially biased. A lot of people who are legal scholars say that this is the latest step toward the continued abolition of the death penalty. That this move, and instead, you know, having these life in prison sentences is going to become more the rule than the exception. You know, we've seen other legislatures turn things over, courts, etc., New Jersey, New York. And there was a nationwide moratorium on the death penalty that was lifted in the mid-70s. So executions actually peaked at 98 and 99, but they've declined since then. 23 in 2017, 18 so far this year. And it's the dilemma. It's the moral dilemma. It's the ethical dilemma. It's the legal dilemma. It's the wrestling with it. It's people who dispute it. It's, see, because I'm open-minded and look at all sides of it, and I get that if you wanted to look at all my ideologies, you say, well, they don't all match up, and I don't care. Because that's why I say, I don't care if you're left of left or right of right or somewhere in between, or you say, I don't need a label. I am who I am, and I vote for the person, and I look at the issue. And so for me, diving deeper was the norm in my family, and you made up your own mind, whether people agreed with you or not in your own family or outside of your own family. I think the good thing is in the places where it slowed down, when people were deciding the death penalty and the harshest punishment they could decide, they really took things into account, let's say. They really took it into account. Now, one of the big arguments that I'll get is, well, it's supposed to be a deterrent, but is it really a deterrent? How's that deterring heinous crimes? Because we're still seeing terrible things happen. And I guess it depends. You know, and it also depends on your philosophy. Sometimes religious beliefs come into play. Are you an eye for an eye person? Do you really feel that way? I just know from myself personally, having covered crime at a very young age and seeing some unbelievably brutal things happen to completely innocent people, destroying their families, making so many weep uncontrollably and bringing them to their knees like I've never seen before in my life, and knowing that definitely they had nailed the case shut, that this was the way to go. And does it bring relief? Does it bring a wrap, a loose end, a tie-up for the family? No, because once somebody is taken away, you can never get them back. And it doesn't necessarily have that feeling. Maybe some would say that, but I think most, it's the opposite. They say they thought they would feel relief, but they don't necessarily feel relief. So where this goes is going to be pretty telling and pretty interesting, I think. Politically speaking, ties to the past, that kind of thing. But the fact that the impact of the jury's decisions to impose the death sentence, if there is a racist taint to it, to the practice of it, then no. African Americans make up about 13% of the U.S. population. They account for 34.3% of the defendants who are executed. Those are clearly statistics from Death Penalty Information Center. 76% of the victims in that case, in the cases that resulted in execution, were white. So this is where some of this discussion also goes to attitudes and numbers and all of that, and regions, and what previously was acceptable not being acceptable now. I think it's always worth the debate and to have a discussion and look closer at it, but I think we're going to see that fall. It's interesting because in 10 years, I think we're going to have legalized marijuana in every single state. Texas may be the last to do it, I don't know. But I do think that's going to happen because of the money that's being made, what it's doing for the states. There are some really crazy things you have to deal with when you're talking about marijuana and legalizing it. But I do believe, based on what we're seeing with cannabis companies and the even in 10 years. I think it's legalized in 10 years, and I think there's so many other issues that we dance around or we talk about that it won't be any closer to any sort of a solution, or maybe even not even a compromise. And the death penalty will be one of those. There still be, unless it's a Supreme Court ruling, there will be holdouts and there will be other states that will say, no, thank you. And there's pressure to do that, too, because of mistakes that have been made. And I get it. Absolutely. In the meantime, you might not get what's happening with the market. And I've got a bunch of emails from people talking about that, asking me, what's going on with the market? You used to talk a lot about finances. And I, of course, am not a mistress of stocks and would not offer free advice. I have tried to school myself in it, yes, and we've had people on. But I do know this, and I made some calls today, and we talked about the interest rates. That's part of what you're seeing. So the Dow down again, NASDAQ down, S&P down. And the question is, wow, the Dow drops 500 points. It's sliding. What's happening? Sliding 546 points, over 2%. At close, what does it mean? It's another bad day, huh? That idea of the market correction, a decline of 10% or more from the peak, not out of the question. Lots of senior investment strategists are saying that at some of these big funds. You know, and those corrections happen almost every year. One is probably unlikely to mean the end of, let's celebrate the bulls, let's not celebrate that the bulls aren't running anymore. I think it does bounce back, but how far back and what stocks do that? Tech stocks, they're really getting hammered, and that's part of the Chinese tariff story. Because of the concerns about that, even Jack Ma, who's still at the head of Alibaba, talked about the tariffs hurting the Americans more than the Chinese. So two rough days on the market. Stay with us. I mentioned when we come back, we're going to dive in a completely different direction into the mailbag to see what you had to say about some of what we've been talking about on the show.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Everyone's doing the best they can.
Florida Senator Republican Marco Rubio speaking with reporters about the aftermath of Hurricane Michael.
The state government is the lead response agency. They're the ones in charge of the response. The federal government steps in and provides them whatever help they need. And our job is to make sure the federal government is providing whatever the state is asking for.
Many of these people have no home. Some of them have no trace of home. You wouldn't even know, just got blown right off their footing.
and President Trump and First Lady Melania in Florida and Georgia, touring hard-hit areas, the president handing out water to those in need.
Our big thing is feeding, water, and safety.
The president also praising Florida Governor Republican Rick Scott.
Rick Scott has done an incredible job.
On Wall Street, the Dow down 89, the Nasdaq down 66, and the S&P 500 losing 16 points. This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
So that's where we are headed, to that mailbag. Got this one from Jake in Austin, who says, Kate, how you be? I've been thinking about you. I've been traveling a lot, and I know that you had been traveling as well. It seems so glamorous when you're young, but as you get a little bit older, it's not quite as glamorous. What do you think? I think it's awesome. I love traveling. If I could take America Tonight on the road and do America Tonight live from all over the place, from all over this country, I would do it. And trust me, I'm looking to do that just maybe four or five times a year, maybe more. You know, just do shows and do them from wherever. Grand Canyon, Minnesota. Take a road trip to the mothership. Go to New Jersey. Go to fabulous places in between, little towns in Mississippi and Texas and North Carolina, people listening to us on the West Coast, gosh, taking a trip all around Portland, and we will do it. I mean, that's my goal, is to be able to do that. The thing with traveling is, if you're traveling where it's boom, one city, boom, one city, boom, one city, boom, one city, yes. And especially because flight delays, weather problems, all the things in between, the hassles with the TSA. I've actually, knock on the sturdy studio desk in the plush studios in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, I've been pretty lucky. The only time, the most hassle I had with the TSA thing was in, of course, Los Angeles. And it was because I had tape on the back of my laptop. It was like silver tape, And I thought, I wonder what's going on. Why do they keep researching me, You know, it was strange. And I finally asked them, you know, hey, I've been flying a lot, and this hasn't happened. What's going on? And they said, well, your computer looks like it's been tampered with. And I really held back my thoughts when I was watching other people walk through. But anyway, I get it. So, yeah, it depends on the kind of travel you're doing. If you're traveling for fun and you get to go to the cool places, I mean, look, I say we live in the greatest country in the face of the earth, and I mean it. Whether you're in Monterey, you know, we had my young friend Donovan cashing on talking cars because he was in Monterey, and it really got me excited about going to Los Angeles, thinking, you know what, there's a lot of cool things to see in California, and that Northern California coastline's incredible, and there's great places that, I mean, little towns off of Route 66 that blow my mind, and it's been a while since I've been able to take advantage of that, so that would be fun, and that's something that's going to happen. There's going to be a tour. Maybe it's going to be a book tour. I'm not sure. I'll figure it out. All right, so we're going to move on to this one. This one is from Harold. I love that name, Harold. Ms. Delaney, I listen to your show. I think you are a breath of fresh air. I applaud you that you invite anyone to speak with you instead of screaming over the top of everyone, whether you agree with them or not. We've lost some civility, and I think you were probably raised that way. And that's deep in your soul. So now I get to what I thought was so cockamamie, was Kanye West commandeering the president's Oval Office and rambling on and on. I happen to see a little slice of that. I get it that Kanye likes the prez. It's fine. It makes sense because he's helpful, in fact, in some demographic to President Trump. But boy, somebody needs to rein him in because he sure does not know how to speak. It was just a diatribe, a 10-minute monologue. It was a 10-minute monologue. That's what I said at the top. He's probably the highest profile celebrity supporter because you think of Kim Kardashian, his wife, and then you throw in a Jim Brown, a Hall of Famer. And probably the discussion they had that wasn't in front of the reporters was probably interesting. But, yeah, Kanye couldn't help himself. He just went on and on about, like, five different things. Like an ADD kind of riddled one-way conversation. So, sure, that's what I would say. But if you're Donald Trump, I mean, hey, you know, this is a high-profile celebrity guy, and he's saying that he's sticking by you, even though he's taking a lot of, a heap of crap, frankly. I don't know how else to put that, from people in his world. Then you're letting him ramble, and that's exactly what happened there. They should, like, have a script like, okay, you get 3 minutes, and then we silence you. You get 3 minutes, and then you are done. You are done. All right, how about this? Facebook. A lot of you have opinions on Facebook, which, by the way, you can go to Kate Delaney fan page. I promise there's nothing that's going to jump up and bite you on that page. But I'm going to start to post more things about behind the scenes. So go to Kate Delaney fan page. I promise you every week I'm going to show you what it's like behind the scenes of doing this radio show. It's going to be fun, actually. So I like it for that because it's easy. You just like it and then you can see what's happening. But I don't like some of the other nonsense. So Facebook's trying to fight against fake accounts, and they're having a hard time of it. And they're getting, you know, fake accounts, of course, spam, all that kind of stuff. They got 559 Facebook pages and 251 Facebook accounts over breaking the site's rules for spam and inauthentic behavior and fake accounts. And they're trying to really up their game and how do we trap the bad guys from getting in, the bad actors, as they call them, clickbait posts. And they're trying to figure out how do they do that. So this is the latest trouble they've had, trying to fight off the negative perceptions about them. A lot of people dumped out of Facebook because of it. And, you know, last month they said 50 million users were breached in a hack. So this is the deal. The privacy, security, social media. You got to know that you're giving up something. You do when you jump onto social media anyway. Right? Because there's no guarantees of this. You can do things and you can juggle them around to make yourself a little bit more safe, but there's no such thing as 100% with that. But I'm not giving them a pass by any stretch of the imagination. So let's move on to this one. How about this? I got this one from Brad, who says, Kate, I thought of you when I was watching what was happening in the world of sports, namely a first-round draft choice named Saquon Barkley tearing it up for the New York Giants, but that team is a nightmare. Do you think he has a future to be a superstar in the league? Ugh, I think that's a layup question. Yes, absolutely. Number two pick out of Penn State. I watched him at Penn State. He had just another great night and a lousy team around him. The Eagles slaughtered the Giants on Thursday Night Football, 34-13, but he had a good night. I mean, he was shaking off tackles. He was, he was doing everything he had to do. He finishes the game with 13 rushes, 130 yards, and a touchdown, 9 catches for 99 yards. And if you were playing fantasy football, your owner couldn't be more thrilled at his historic run. Let's put it that way. So thanks for throwing that up at me. Because, by the way, we've got Man Cave coming up next. Then I got this one. It was a tech question. And this one was from Frank, who says, my grandson plays Fortnite. I'm wondering if you're familiar with Fortnite, Kate, and you know anything about the characters or what they're doing with the game. And he said something big was happening. I think depending on the age of your grandson, but I'll just take a guess at this. They're bringing back the Skull Trooper and the Skull Ranger skins. It's these skeleton, right before Halloween, these skeleton costume players they can wear, the skeleton stuff they can wear in the game. And the Skull Trooper is for players with a male avatar. The Skull Ranger suit is for female avatars. And this costume thing goes back to the very beginning of Fortnite, the Battle Royale, which launched last year and has been just a frenzied game. Like, think, if you want to go old school, think Mario Brothers. Maybe even bigger than that. I mean, the frenzy is crazy. You know, Fortnite is now in its sixth season, and they're trying for spookier, crazier things. They've got a floating island, corrupted areas. If you haven't seen it, sometimes they do commercial spots with it, and it is kind of crazy to watch. It is kind of, I mean, I haven't played the game. I have a nephew that's played the game. And a lot of, it's funny talking about sports, a lot of NFLers, there's big jokes about that, are Fortnite players. And they look so realistic, the characters. I mean, that's the thing that's so wild. Very realistic. And, I mean, it's almost like an alternate, and I guess it is, it's almost like an alternate reality, and that's the whole idea of it. Fortnite. That's the next time I'll have to have my nephew show me how to play it. I'll play it against him, and I'll let you know what I think. Guarantee it's leaps and bounds over Mario Brothers. We're going to the Man Cave next here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's Gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call this toll-free number right now. 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the collection process right now by calling 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. When you call the tax support group, you'll get free information on how you can reduce your back taxes, including penalties and interest. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the free call that could help you end the worry today. 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. 800-511-2084. 800-511-2084.
I'm going to the man cave.
Going to the man cave. Going to the man cave. I'm going to the man cave. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Going to the man cave. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Man cave, man cave, man cave, man cave, man cave. Man cave.
Said, we are in the man cave. Oh, yeah! I wish I could do that. I can't do it with quite that bravado. I've got a couple of emails from some people who say, what about the she cave? Are you being discriminatory? Are you kidding? By the way, if you want to jump in on this discussion, you can. I'm going to have this discussion coming up next week on Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook, and hopefully we won't get hacked, because there we won't. I know it. But anyway, she cave, man cave, whatever. I have a ton of guy friends and plenty of female friends, too. What do they have in common? They're all not drama people. All the people in my world are not drama people. They have too much going on because they think like I think. Are you kidding me? The places we can go, the things we can do, why are we wasting our time on the nonsense? I do spend time, though, paying attention to sports. And I'm starting to tell people this because people are asking me. I guess they don't realize it. And we talk about it. But I do a weekend show on NBC Sports Radio. And you should listen. It's, even if you just want to dive in a little bit and hear it, it's 3 to 6 on Saturday and Sunday, Sirius XM 205, And it's also, you can download the free NBC Sports Radio app, and you can check me out there, too. So I said this, and I'll say it again. It's awesome for me because I've worked hard for all three of these passions. So politics, because, you know, I'm involved in what's happening around your space and my space, and what's the conversation, and what do we all have in common, and that connection thing, and what makes us furious, and how can we make it better, because I really believe in this country, even in its weaker moments. Business, I like the idea, of course, because we live in a capitalist society, of having that opportunity to create stuff, and you all have that opportunity. And then sports is just, to me, is just kind of a release to watch the games. I don't like all sports across the board. I am always curious about competition, and it's really fun to watch. So because of the mailbag, somebody asked about or talked about Saquon Barkley, who had just an incredible night. And the Eagles ended up winning the game, but the Eagles are like the walking wounded. It's so crazy. They had their corner, Jalen Mills, who's really, really good, left midway through the fourth quarter with an injury. He came back in one play. That's good. But they had to shuffle up their offensive line and their secondary, you know, after losing Jay Ajayi, who tore his ACL. That means season ending, and he was a superstar for them. This is a team that won the Super Bowl last year. This is why, speaking of capitalism, I know if I'm the agent for the player, I'm getting him every dollar I can, because this is a rough game, and this is what happens. Corey Clement, who plays for the Eagles, missed the last two games with a quad injury. He had 43 yards and 11 carries. So bottom line is the Philadelphia Eagles win the game against the Giants, and I am certain that, in fact, we'll check on that, Odell Beckham will be whining about Eli Manning or some such thing because he's not happy with what's happening with the Giants. And, boy, you know, it's like in companies, in some of these companies. So you're a leader and you're getting paid, yeah, I don't know, 15, 20 times more than the rest of your teammates, and you have this opportunity to take the lead. And if you have another player who's just not as good, dogging them, my friends, is not the thing to do. Like I was taught, you never trash your teammates. Never trash your teammates. So Odell Beckham, he just can't help himself. He left the Giants sideline early. His crazy antics are all over the New York papers, where he headed into the locker room for the halftime with 2 seconds left on the clock. He came onto the field with the Giants trailing. He banged his head on an air blower. Yeah, this is a dude who signed a huge contract extension. Would you like to make $95 million? Yeah. And then try to step up. I think he should be someone who leads, not somebody who distracts from a team that is obviously struggling. To me, that is the bonehead play of the day, because you got to be there for your teammates. Afterwards, I don't know, there's ways to say things. This guy has no bedside manner. Zippo, nada, none. I know there's people listening to us in the tri-state area. If you're a Giants fan, think about next year and think about the brilliance of Saquon Barkley, because you got a running back. But you got all kinds of problems, including an aging quarterback and nobody in the wings. Nobody in the wings. All right, because I mentioned the whole idea of the fact that I also get to do some sports, there's kind of a cool story. An NFL radio broadcast is going to make some history on, or did make some history on, Monday, or they will make it on Monday. What am I saying? They will make history on Monday. Westwood One announced that longtime play-by-play announcer Kevin Harlan is going to be paired with his daughter Olivia as part of a three-person team for the broadcast on Monday night's game between the Green Bay Packers and the San Francisco 49ers. So Harlan and former NFL quarterback Kurt Warner are going to be in the booth. Decker will be on the sideline. And I think it's a cool story. She says her dad was her greatest coach, but she learned mostly by just watching him and his drive to improve at what he did. And to work an NFL game together on national radio is personal and a professional highlight for me. And I think that is very, very cool. Good for her, good for him, and good for Westwood One for doing that. You know, Harlan was the president and CEO of the Packers from 1989 to 2008. For Decker, she was a college football sideline reporter for ESPN, or she is one, and she joined in 2005. It's the first time that that's happened. There were a couple times where Marv Albert and his son Kenny actually did games together, just a handful of times, but we haven't seen this. So I think it's really neat. We'll see what it sounds like. I bet it sounds pretty good because she's in a role that she's comfortable with, and of course Kevin Harlan sounds good in what he's doing, and so does his partner. I think the two of them together, you know, it's going to be interesting, let's put it that way. All right, so let's move to something else in the sports variety. When we talk about what's in the man cave, the Brewers are taking on the Los Angeles Dodgers in the National League Championship Series. How cool is that? This is something the Brewers haven't seen in a long time, and that's really the serious postseason. And they got a little bit of a streak going. And see, this is what's so interesting. The Brewers have won 11 consecutive games, the second longest streak in team history, too shy of the record. And that's a big deal. Some of the players are saying, oh, everybody keeps talking about it, they're not paying attention to that, all that kind of stuff. But the Brewers are wanting desperately to get to the World Series, the second in their franchise history. So this has not happened very much. They would like for it to happen, and they would like to get there to the World Series. So they're not focusing so much on streaks. They're focusing on getting by a very tough team, including the first pitcher up for the Dodgers, Clayton Kershaw. Not easy when you think that they were in the World Series last year against the Houston Astros. Mm-hmm. Although, there is something interesting happening. If they do get a 12th consecutive win, and you live in Milwaukee, there's a local restaurateur, George Webb, who has said, free hamburgers for everyone. Oh, is he crazy? Is he going to go out of business if that happens? Could be tough. Thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of America Tonight. You can always hit me up at KateDelaneyRadio.com. Go to my Facebook page, Kate Delaney Fan Page. See ya.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.